How to not lose money during market downturns. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you may very well be aware I have a YouTube channel wherein I post an in-depth answer to a financial question almost on a daily basis. It's free when you subscribe. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth. And recently, I answered the question, how to not lose money during market downturns, because that is asked actually thousands of times every month. Now, my favorite strategy that maybe you've heard me talk about on this show is indexing. And many times people immediately, especially financial advisors, think I'm talking about index mutual funds. No. Totally different. See, an index mutual fund would be where you invest your money into a mutual fund that specializes in buying stocks, bonds, and so forth, or in the various indices. Like the S&P 500, the Standard & Poor's 500, or the Dow Jones, or the Russell 2000, the Barclays U.S. Dynamic Balance Index. These are indexes or indices that you can actually put your money in the market, diversified through those various companies. So that would mean your money is exposed to the market volatility. Indexing is designed to get rid of the market volatility impact when the market goes down because your money is not invested in the market, okay? So indexing is one of my favorite strategies that I like to use. It's a strategy, not a product, is the message here. And so one of my favorite vehicles is a maximum funded indexed universal life insurance contract, but not just any IUL. They're abbreviated IUL, indexed universal life, because I would venture to say that over 99% of indexed universal life policies out there owned in America are not structured properly or funded correctly to pass what I call the laser test. LASER is an acronym that I use that stands for liquid assets, safely earning returns. You've got to pass the liquidity test, safety test, rate of return test, and then make sure that you are maximizing not only the rate of return, but that it will be a grandfather to be tax-free as the money accumulates. And when you later access the money to turn on income during retirement or later for whatever goal you were saving the money for. And then when you ultimately pass away, it will blossom in value and transfer income tax free. Now, there's only one vehicle in the Internal Revenue Code that I'm aware of that allows you to accumulate your money tax free and then be able to access that money tax free, including all the gain that you made on where you put that money. And then when you ultimately die, whatever is in the account will increase in value. It will, I call it blossom. It blossoms in value and transfers income tax free. That is provided under three sections of the Internal Revenue Code, today known as Sections 72E, 7702, and 101A. This has been sort of a sacred tax-free cash cow protected in the Internal Revenue Code for over a century, okay? When you structure the indexed universal life insurance contract properly and fund it correctly, it turns into this tax-free cash cow where you're able to earn rates of return over the life of the account, averaging 7 to 10%, sometimes by rebalancing the indexing portfolio that you're linking your returns to. You can earn returns higher than that, but during the lifetime of indexed universal life. It first was introduced in 1997. Many 20-year periods, people have earned maybe a little over 11% and netted about 10%. Only one of the percentage points was the cost of the insurance that the IRS said had to be there in order for it to qualify to be tax-free under those three sections of the code. Now, the point of this segment here is how to not lose money during market downturns. So how does this all come together? Well, if I have my money safely tucked in an insurance institution, and many of them are rated AA and AAA, that are rated sometimes six notches higher in safety than many banks and credit unions in this country. In fact, truth be known, many banks and credit unions will invest 30 to 40% of their Tier 1 assets. That's money they have to have liquid on hand and safe in case of a disaster, a run on the bank, so to speak. And they will put that into these multi-trillion dollar legal reserve insurance companies to increase the safety and the rate of return. Okay. And so this is where many banks and credit unions will put their Tier 1 assets. This is where they borrow money from us, let's say at a pathetic 1%. You know, you put your money in a bank or credit union, it's actually in a lended position. Are they just a benevolent institution paying you interest? No. What are they doing with your money? They're either loaning it back out again at four or five times what they're paying you, or they're putting it into an insurance institution or several of them where they're able to earn 4 or 5%. Which is, again, 4 to 5 times, that's 500% more than what they're paying you. Every million they borrow and they pay 1% interest, they're only shelling out 10 grand a year. They're turning around and making 40 or 50,000 a year. Would you hire an employee for 10 grand that made you an extra 50 grand? I mean, would you buy a widget machine for 10,000 that made you an extra 50,000? So this is what these banks and credit unions do. Well, you can bypass the middleman, so to speak, and increase the liquidity, safety, and rate of return on your serious cash. This is money that you're setting aside for long-term goals. This would be a goal 5 years or longer down the road. And so this is why my favorite vehicle, which I call the Laser Fund, is a properly structured, maximum-funded, indexed universal life insurance policy. And how does it protect me when the market goes down? See, I can just settle for the, for sure, you know, 4% general account portfolio rate, which is far better than having a 1% interest rate at a bank. So I could have $100,000 in there, and it's earning $4,000 in interest. I don't care if it's $1 million in the IUL policy. It's earning $40,000 in interest, and I can settle for that $40,000. Okay, if I feel, you know, bearish about America, I think we're headed for another recession, I can just hunker down and play it safe and settle for 4%, and that 4% is tax-free, okay? Or if I feel bullish about America in any given year or time frame, and I'll talk about this in the next few segments, but I'm going to be very simple here. I can tell the institution, the insurance company, hey, I think the economy is going to go up. I think the market is going to go up, and I think it's going to happen in the next year. It could be 2 years or 5 years, but let's just go with what is called a one-year point-to-point strategy, and I'll expand on this in the next segment. So I can say, I want to link my return anytime during the year, and they may wait till the 15th of the month or whatever, but I can link. So back in 2011, 2012, that was an election year, and I knew that this was Obama's second term, and when an incumbent is running for their second term, they'll do all kinds of things, smoke and mirrors with fiscal and monetary policy to make the economy look vibrant, dynamic, and booming. And so my chances that the economy would be higher than 4 or 5% was very great. So I said, link. And that was in November. So a year later, after the election, sure enough, the economy was up. Well, what I did is I simply relinquished the for sure 4 or 5%. Back then it was 5% was the general account portfolio net rate. That was 50,000 on a million. That would be 5,000 on 100,000. So all they're doing is the insurance company says, okay, so you'll let us keep that interest. We don't have to keep it on hand for you, but we'll keep your money safe here earning that 4 or 5%. So at the end of the year, you'll still have your 100,000 or your million, because it will grow back to that. And we're going to take this interest on your million. We're going to buy upside options in whatever index you chose. And they had several to choose from. If it was the S&P 500, so they buy upside options in the S&P 500. Now, you don't need to understand options to understand this. That means if the economy goes up, and it did, the S&P went up, and it went up higher than 15%, but the insurance company has a cap of 15 that year. So that's the most they will pay me, because they're only buying $5,000 worth of options on my $100,000 of cash value. But see, that $5,000 can double or triple to $15,000. And so they paid me what the S&P did up to a cap of 15. But if the market had crashed, if it would have dropped 30 or 40%, I would have still had my $100,000. The options would have expired worthless. Folks, I'm out of time in this segment, but if you need to go, join us for a free educational webinar about this very topic, how to not lose when the market goes down and make money when it goes up. We're teaching this free webinar this coming Wednesday. We're going to start at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Central. We're going to teach for 90 minutes and then follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. Just for registering for this free webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent 300-page best-selling book, The Laser Fund. But when you attend the webinar, you'll be able to receive a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. Call 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. Call 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Hi, Doug Andrew here. I've been blessed to have many books that I've written become bestsellers, but my most recent book, The Laser Fund, I'm most excited about. I would love for you to have a copy of this book, because it teaches how to diversify and create the foundation for a tax-free retirement. I have spent years, in fact, it is over 45 years of experience helping people optimize financial assets, minimize unnecessary tax, and empower their true or authentic wealth. This book is so unique because it's actually two books in one. There's over 200 pages from a left brain approach. If you're the kind of person that loves to learn by reading and getting numbers and charts and graphs, there's over 200 pages of illustrations explaining why the laser fund can be the best solution for all kinds of financial objectives, from college funding to retirement to emergency funds, working capital for business or personal or real estate. And if you're more a right-brain person, you aren't really into numbers, you learn by stories, you flip this book over and you read it the other direction. It's over 100 pages that contains like 62 chicken soup for the financial soul stories, actual clients, examples. We change their names to protect their privacy, but you will learn by reading the stories and examples of how people have empowered themselves financially by using the laser fund. So join me for a free educational webinar that I'm going to teach this coming Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You'll have the opportunity to get a copy of the Laser Fund book for free. I'll pay for the book. You simply pay $5.95 shipping and handling. Call to register at 1-888-767-2346. Call 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to make money safely with a volatile stock market. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, if you're just joining us. In the previous segment, I was talking about how to not lose money during market downturns. And I was introducing one of my favorite strategies called indexing. It is a strategy. It's not a product like an index mutual fund, okay? A lot of financial advisors, when I talk about indexing, they think I'm talking about an index mutual fund. No. I want my serious cash safely tucked in a financial institution that would be one of the last dominoes to fall, so to speak, if we had a total financial collapse in this country. And frankly, if we did, it wouldn't matter if you had your money because the American dollar would be worthless. But I like to have my serious cash that's earmarked for serious goals like retirement or maybe college funding for your children or emergency fund or whatever. And the last domino that would fall if things got super, super bad. Based on actual history, in the Great Depression, for example, there were a lot of properties, real estate that dropped 80% in value. So sometimes real estate isn't the cat's meow. Banks closed their doors in the Great Depression. 40% never reopened them again. And so guess what came through the Great Depression with flying colors? Legal reserve insurance companies, okay? They came through crediting 2.5%, 3.5%, but they came through with flying colors. And that was again proven in 2008 when 400 banks went under and 900 more were on the watch list. And not one single legal reserve insurance company went under in 2008. And so, in fact, the federal government asked the five major banks in America back then, because we came so close to a total financial collapse in this country. Most Americans don't realize how close we were. And the government asked the five major banks in America in 2008 to disclose where they had their Tier 1 assets for liquidity and safety. I was talking about this in the last segment. Well, they revealed that they had 30 to 40% of their Tier 1 assets. Okay, that's money they have to have on hand, liquid and safe in case of a run on their bank, okay? A panic. And it was in the legal reserve insurance industry. Many times, these banks will borrow our money at 1%. In other words, banks make money on OPM, other people's money. They pay us 1% interest, and they turn around and put 30 to 40% of their Tier 1 assets into insurance companies that are often ranked about six notches higher in safety, AA or AAA, compared to many banks are only rated BBB. So they increase the safety of where they put that money, and the rate of return by four or five times. They borrow our money at one, and they turn around and they make 4 or 5%. People say, well, that's only 4 or 5% more. No, it's 500% more, because every $1 million that we deposit into banks and credit unions in a lended position, they're paying 1% or 10 grand a year to borrow our money. And they turn around and can put it into insurance companies and earn 4 or 5%, 40 or 50,000. How much more is 50,000 than the 10,000? It's five times, okay? And so this is where, if you understand what I'm saying, you can bypass the middleman for your serious cash. So in the last segment, I was talking about how with indexing, you have your money safely tucked in one of these legal reserve insurance companies. My favorite instrument is called an indexed universal life policy. Universal life was the brainchild of E.F. Hutton clear back in 1980. They weren't an insurance company, but they realized that the only vehicle or institutions that allowed you to accumulate your money tax-free, access your money tax-free, including the gain, and when you died, it blossomed and transferred tax-free, and that was an insurance contract. But their idea was to, instead of trying to get the most insurance that you wanted or needed for the least amount of premium for death benefit, they said, why don't we use it for living benefits? Let's take the least amount of insurance we can get away with and put in the most premium that the IRS allows as fast as they allow, and it turns into this tax-free cash cow under the three sections of the code I talked about in the last segment, sections 72E, 7702, and 101A. Now, for years, from 1980 until 1997, in fact, from 1980 to 1990, I never got credited less than 11.75% tax-free on my universal life policies. But as interest rates started coming down in 1997, they came out with indexed universal life, where if you wanted to, you could take the interest that they're crediting you when interest rates came down to like 5%. 5% on 100,000 is the example that I gave in the last segment, would be $5,000. Or if you had $1 million of cash value in your policy, that would be $50,000. You can just sit back and accept the 5% interest that year if you want, or if you feel bullish about America, you can link your return to an index that they offer, and most companies offer 10, even up to 15 or so. So I was talking about how back in 2011, 2012, this was an election year, and so I linked, and when I'm giving up, I'm relinquishing the for sure 5% back then. So on $1 million of cash inside of an insurance policy, that'd be $50,000. On $100,000 of cash value, that'd be $5,000. So I'm saying you can take the interest on that, but keep my principal safe in case the market crashes. I don't want to lose my principal. So the insurance company goes, okay, so we're not on the hook to keep your interest for you at the end of the year. We're going to take that and buy upside options in the index that you chose to link to. That's what linking is. So my money's not invested in the market. They take the 5% on $1 million of cash value, that'd be $50,000, and they buy upside options. So that if the S&P a year later, and so they measure it 1 year point to point, and so that's called an annual point-to-point strategy. So back then, that was an election year. So I linked in November 15th of 2011 and November 15th of 2012, just after the results of the election, they measure how the S&P grew. Okay, that's called a one-year point-to-point. And as I indicated in the last segment, it went up over 15%, but I had a 15% cap back then. That's the most they will pay me because they're not allowed to have all of my money in the market. My money has to stay safe in the insurance company. The only thing I can give up is the interest on my money. That's the only money I authorize them to use because if I guess wrong and the market crashed, like back in 2001 with 9/11 or 2008 when the market dropped 40%, people who used indexed universal life, they didn't lose a dime. They may not have made anything, but they didn't lose. That's called zero is your hero. Because so many people who had $1 million at the beginning of 2008 only had $600,000 to show for it at the end of that year. Well, people using indexed universal life contracts still had their million. They simply relinquished the interest on their million, that 5% in this example. But if the market goes up, then that enables the insurance company to be able to afford to pay you whatever the index does because the options might double or triple in value. This is how many people in 2009 locked in gains of 16% tax-free after not losing a penny during the 40% crash of 2008. Is this making some sense? This is called a one-year point-to-point. Now, options, they are priced according to interest rates and so forth. And so right now, for example, if you were to link, a lot of companies might hold your money in there and credit it with the general account portfolio rate until the 15th of the month, and then they link. And so 1 year later, they'll measure, and they may have a cap of 10.5% with a small fee, or it may be 8%, or there may be no cap, which I'll talk about in the next segment. The point is, when the market crashes, zero is your hero. You don't lose. But if the market goes up, people say, well, how can the insurance company afford to pay you what the market does when they're not allowed to have your money in the market? Well, you're only giving up the interest on your money, and that's how to not lose your principal when the market goes down. You'll see that the worst decade, 2000 to 2010, you would have averaged 7.23%, but by rebalancing, 10.07%. This is so critical, folks. Join us for a free educational webinar this coming Wednesday. If this is intriguing you, you'll learn more and see actual examples of this. We're going to teach a webinar starting at 12 o'clock noon, that specific time. That would be 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Central. We're going to teach for 90 minutes and then follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. And just for registering for this free webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent 300-page best-selling book explaining this called The Laser Fund. But when you attend the webinar, then you'll have the chance to receive free a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. That's 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. Call 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.